The one and only Bob Dylan, Make You Feel My Love, from Time Out of Mind. I'm Rick, your host, and we are inviting and welcoming our friend and advertiser on KZE, Dr. Bruce Milner. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Rick.
How are you doing today?
And everybody else. I'm good.
So, first place I'd like to start. Just a little while ago, we heard Every Mother's Son with Come On Down to My Boat, Baby. What was the inspiration for that tune, Bruce?
Well, the inspiration was to try to get a hit record, of course.
And it wasn't about a lady?
No, it was not. No. There was no, you know, it was none of the guys in the group wrote that song. The guy who wrote the song was our record producer, and he had written Hang On Sloopy, and I don't know, that was a, you know, and he had written for Jay and the Americans Come a Little Bit Closer, and so he had some kind of track record of you know, very kind of very catchy hits. So he gave us this one to do. It had already been done by another group. I don't know, it didn't do anything, and so we did it, but it had no, you know, that we had no...
Did the version before yours have all the intricate arrangement?
No,
it was all the
same?
Did
not.
Oh, okay. So it was just straightforward?
You guys broke it down? Yeah, it was straightforward. It didn't do anything, yeah. So we just went into the studio and just came up with that.
So what got you interested in playing the keyboards?
Really?
Yeah.
When I was 4 or 5 years old, which is a really long time ago, I heard this kid's record. It was called Rusty in Orchestraville. Huh. Actually, your station colleague, Paul Higgins, like when I told him this story, he found that record and he gave me for my birthday a copy of the whole thing, which was like completely amazing. But in it, like, Rusty is a little kid and he's being harangued by his parents to practice the piano. Huh. And he doesn't want to practice the piano. So he has a dream that night and all the instruments in the orchestra come to him. And like the oboe comes to him and like, and says, you know, try me, Rusty, play me. And he plays like, you know, he plays like the oboe part in Peter and the Wolf.
Yeah.
You know, that part. And then at the end, the piano comes to him and the piano has a really good voice. He says, Rusty, it's your old friend the piano, you know, play me, play the Minute Waltz by Chopin. And so then I heard the Minute Waltz, and this is like as a, like a 5-year-old kid, and then I heard, like, you know, Rusty played the, well, of course he didn't play it, but in the dream he played it, and he played the Minute Waltz by Chopin. And that was the, I think, probably the first time I had ever heard that. And I just, I loved it. I was just, it was such a beautiful thing. And I never really wanted to play any other instruments. My brother played clarinet, you know, people play guitar. But I look at the piano and they look like teeth, you know?
Interesting. So while you were learning how to play the piano, you were thinking about teeth, probably.
No, not at all.
But somewhere along the line, as you were establishing yourself as a musician and starting to play with other folks, your parents kind of brought the hammer down on you and said, this rock and roll thing isn't going to be a good career for you, Bruce.
It wasn't actually I was in dental school. I had no idea of having any kind of,
so you were in dental school before the band?
Yes, I was in dental school before
the
band. Like, I was in my sophomore year of dental school, and the band got together and I wanted to buy an organ, and my father like poo-pooed it. He said, why are you going to spend $400 on an organ? And I said, I just want to do this band. So then, like, 2 years later, when we're on national TV and I'm sitting there with my parents at my home in Brooklyn and watching myself on TV, I'm saying, so what do you think now, Dad? you know. And, you know, he was very happy that I did it. But, no, I was always going to dental school. I started playing in this band when I was in dental school, and I played music in, I did the band in dental school, and I finished dental school at the same time. And then the band was over, and I'm still in a band, but my career with Every Mother's Son was over, you know. But my career is still going strong.
Absolutely. And you are the man behind Transcendental. You are my dentist, and it's a pleasure to have you in my office.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jim. And, well, I thank you for my teeth, and my teeth thank you. And you are, well, a dentist to the stars, really. I love coming to your office. The atmosphere is amazing. Your staff are incredible. Bridget, Val, everyone who works there, just amazing people. I enjoy their company. And then I get to hang out with you, and you put your fingers right in my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though you're a little afraid.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the doctor-patient confidentiality.
Yeah.
We don't air that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of dentist procedures, and you make me feel okay while I'm there, Bruce. And
you make me feel my love.
Exactly. So here we are. Dentist career has sustained you, and you are doing mighty fine as a dentist. You moved your office, which we're so happy for you. It's a beautiful spot on Levon Helm Boulevard and Maverick Road.
Right.
It's a beautiful spot, spacious. The light comes in. Right. And again, everybody there is so happy. And where do you collect all this artwork from? Do people just bring it to you?
You know, I mean, I never had a vision of having an art collection because I didn't start. But people would come in and offer me to pay me in their artwork. And some very notable artists have, you know, I was Peter Max's, dentist, and the people at from his staff when I worked on the Upper West Side in Manhattan for many, many years. So I have a lot of his work, and I'm sure your listeners out there know who Peter Max is and was. And over the years, I just, like, people would say, here, can I trade some artwork? And I would basically, I'm a yes guy, so I would say, okay, whether I liked it or not, I would take it. So I have a lot of stuff that I don't really like. I have a lot of stuff that I love, and I've put a lot of it up in my office, and people are amazed when they come in. You know, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, it ranges from like folk art to a Peter Max painting and everything in between.
Well, I got about 10 Peter Max paintings in the office.
Yeah. They're colorful and beautiful and floating and add a good vibe to the office.
Yeah.
So now we're fast forwarding. Dental office moved, and you're behind the keyboards. You're playing with the Bobcats, and you just did a gig, you just told me, on Long Island at my father's place in Rosalind.
That's right.
And you're going to be at the Falcon in Marlboro this Thursday.
That's right.
Now tell the folks what the Bobcats is, besides being a cool name.
It's called the Bobcats because we do, Dylan, all Dylan, Jerry Murata, my friend, the kind of like very successful drummer over the years, who's been a friend of mine for probably over 40 years, invited me into the group. They wanted a keyboard player, and I was so I came into the group, and it's been going on for about a year.
Do you guys learn Dylan songs, or are they songs that you know that's part of your like DNA and your?
It's not part of my DNA. I always loved Dylan, but I never could, like, I could never get behind, like, memorizing the lyrics, like, to Tangle Up in Blue. Mm. I was much more of a Beatles guy.
Well,
like,
even the keyboard parts, too.
Yeah.
They're not easy.
They're not easy, but, you know, it's a basic chords. It's not like Steely Dan, where you have, like, you know, a major seventh with a flatted 13th. Like, I wouldn't even know what that is, you know.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, no, probably not. Probably not. So, you know. So it's all basically blues chords, you know, and it's pretty simple. And once in a while, he plays a major seventh chord. But they're pretty easy songs to work out.
Now, who else is in the band?
And you know, Jerry's in the band, and Kyle Esposito is in the band. Kyle is a bass player, but in this band he plays, you know, lead guitar and guitar. He's just a wonderful, wonderful musician. Doug Yoel is kind of the front man in the band. He, it was kind of his vision to do it. He's
so he contacted
guitar.
All you guys and got you all together.
Well, Jerry did. Jerry, they got together, and then we added Rob Stein, who's the pedal steel player. Jerry thought it would be a great idea to get a pedal steel in there, so we called Rob, and he's just a pro. He's plays. He's played with a lot of people, and he's just a pro and a wonderful erudite kind of musician. Mm. And then Chuck Cornelis is the bass player. He's also a wonderful guy. And then me. And so it's six people. I don't think I left anybody out. It's six of us in the band, and we do our versions of all these Dylan songs. I've strayed a little by doing some Traveling Wilburys, you know. I wanted to do Make You Feel My Love. I didn't know, I mean, I knew the Adele version of Make You Feel My Love, but I did not know that actually Dylan wrote that song. Ah. And so in our last gig before this, I did a solo on that, and I love doing it, and people seem to like it. Mm. And so,
such
you know, and
song.
We keep adding more and more to our repertoire, so we can easily play at least 4 hours now. Mm. Not that I want to,
but
it's like we could do a 4 hour set.
So Bruce, what are you looking forward to most in the future?
Oh, God. I am looking forward to, I'm looking forward to continue. I'm looking forward to continuing doing the things that I'm doing right now, which is one, you know, having a dental practice that I go to every day, where the people that I work with, which includes my son, Zach, his mom works with me, and it's kind of a family practice. Everybody who I work with, I really adore. And every day I go in, if I may be feeling wake up in the morning feeling a little blue, I get to my office and I feel, you know, I feel I have a purpose in my life. And I really, I'm helping people doing it. You know, dentistry is an amazing profession because it's not like doing like psychotherapy on people where like results sometimes you don't see for years. Dentistry is instant. Like I have somebody up all night walking around with a toothache. I do the root canal on them and they feel better the next day and they are so happy, you know.
Or
so,
a nagging toothache.
Yeah, whatever it is. It's
needs
like
to be
so,
taken
you know,
out and again,
yeah,
there's
so
happiness
I think,
after that.
Yeah, so I think that's why, you know, I really like it. And then, you know, I want to continue doing the music. I want to keep doing this stuff as long as I possibly can.
Well, one of the things that I appreciate the most about you and your work is that you do care. You really do. And I see it in every patient that you serve when I come into your office for my work. You bop around, you pleasantly greet everyone, and you do the work on them. And they understand the practice, what you do, and they're patient, and they'll wait and hang out. And, well, they're getting good service, so that's the best part. And you do it to the best of everyone's ability to pay and to have the work done. So it's a beautiful thing what you do. So thanks for your work.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. You know, my waiting room's like a salon. Very often people come in there like and they're sorry that they don't have any more work to be done because they really enjoyed hanging out in the waiting room and who they were going to meet and see. So it's a very, you know, it's a good place, and that's what I look forward to in the future as long as I can.
Yeah. Well, keep on keeping on. And it is always a pleasure when you walk into the waiting room and look around. And one time
I go out there and play piano too. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I hung out with Phil Sagoner.
Yeah.
And we were just sitting, talking, chatting. And then you came out and played a song on the keyboard and went back in. And it's like, okay. And we kept our conversation going.
Right.
And it's just a fun time. Well, thanks for what you do. And everyone, go see the Bobcats. They're playing Thursday night at the Falcon in
7 p.m.
7 p.m. show.
Yeah, come to the Falcon.
It's going to be a great one. Live at thefalcon.com for further information. And Bruce, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you? Maybe they need some work done.
Oh, just Well, I give you out my cell phone number, which a lot of people do, but it's, you know, it's we're at Transcendental.
Transcendental.com.
845-679-4000. And that's where we are. We, you know, we're taking new people all the time, even though it's like quite overwhelming.
Mm. Well, keep up the good work, and thanks for filling the holes in people's mouths.
In people's lives. And yes. Thank you for having me on the show, Rick.
It's always a pleasure.
Okay.
Dr. Bruce Milner from Transcendental and the Bobcats, our guest on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and all the best. Bruce, knock 'em dead Thursday night at the Falcon. Okay. We'll be back in moments with more musical diversity.